asked, did Columbus sail in 1492 in order to prove the earth was round? And the answer is no. Flat earth proponents are claiming that everyone used to believe in the flat earth, or the majority of Christians believed in the flat earth, and that all changed after Columbus. And that's just not true. It's a lie. The fact is, there was never a large contingency of Christians who believed in a flat earth. And it certainly was not among the preachers and teachers of Christianity. And the history bears that out. And we have a book that we're going to quote from that we'd encourage you to get if you're interested in this subject. It's called Inventing the Flat Earth, Columbus and Modern Historians by Jeffrey Burton Russell, forward by David Noble. And on page 2, in the opening chapter, titled The Well-Rounded Planet, he says, quote, this is Jeffrey Burton Russell, he says, quote, it is falsely supposed that one purpose, and certainly one result, of Columbus' voyage was to prove to medieval European skeptics that the earth was round. In reality, there were no skeptics. All educated people throughout Europe knew the earth's spherical shape and its approximate circumference, end quote. Now, that is just a fact. Any of you flat earthers out there, run around telling everybody that the global earth is something that only became accepted in recent years, or that we've been somehow duped into buying the spherical earth whenever people used to believe it was flat, you're lying. You're bearing false witness. David Lindberg, in this same book, same page, says, quote, the truth is that the sphericity of the earth was a central feature of theoretical dogma as it came down to the Middle Ages, so central that no amount of contrary theoretical or empirical argumentation could conceivably have dislodged it, end quote. It was already established and accepted truth. In 1964, C.S. Lewis wrote, quote, physically considered, the earth is a globe. All the authors of the High Middle Ages are agreed on this. The implications of a spherical earth were fully grasped, end quote. Now, some you may not like some of the people I quote. Some of you may not like C.S. Lewis. I'm not a big fan myself of a lot of stuff he wrote. But I'll tell you this, when you look at the widespread spectrum of authors, whether it's Christian, Roman Catholic, non-Christian, it doesn't matter. There's no evidence of there being this idea of a flat earth that Columbus set sail to disprove. Again, the same author, or the author of the book, Jeffrey Burton Russell, on page 3 says, quote, error is not the alleged medieval belief that the earth was flat, but rather the modern error that such a belief ever prevailed, end quote. In other words, he's saying the error isn't just the idea of a flat earth. The error is that this idea was ever prevalent, and history shows that it was not. Now, you'll get that with YouTube videos that some of you refuse to turn off, but you won't get that if you do your own research and look it up for yourself, as Jeffrey Burton Russell has done in this book. And again, I've done some of my own research on this enough to confirm his findings in this book. And if I thought it was worth more of my time, I'd give it more of my time. But I will provide just a few more minutes of answer to this question. Columbus did not sail in 1492 to prove something that everybody already believed, with only small exception. And someone says, well, there are a couple of people back there, I think the name is Lactatius and Cosmas. And they are quoted pretty regularly. Well, ask yourself, who are they? Isn't that funny? They're quoting a couple of guys, and there's only two that they really can find that have any credentials whatsoever. And they, in their day, were laughed to scorn. They were mocked and rejected. And neither of them based it on anything. Yes, Lactantius, Lactantius, and Cosmos. And I ask you, who are they? I've asked you people, and no one's ever known who they are. And that's all they could find to quote to support the idea that people ever believed in a flat earth and that Columbus had to sail to disprove it. Now, the fact is, as the author says here, quote, "No doubt some people alive on August 3rd, 1492 believed that the earth was flat. Some do today. And not only members of the International Flat Earth Society," end quote. What I'm saying is, if you were to judge by what you see on YouTube today, you would think that the flat earth idea was prevalent today, and it's not. Just because you can find a couple of guys who wrote about it doesn't prove that everybody thought that the earth was flat and that Columbus had to sail in order to disprove it. On the contrary, page 5, he says, quote, "But the ideas of the uneducated had no effect upon Columbus or upon his patron, Queen Isabella. Why should they have? The educated, geographers and theologians alike, were there to tell them that the earth is round," end quote. He continues, quote, "The idea of geocentricity is often linked in the modern mind with the idea of flatness, but the two are separate," end quote. And so there was a debate still going on about whether or not the earth was stationary at the center of the solar system, or at least at the center of the solar system, and heliocentricity, which puts the sun stationary in the center of the solar system, or at least in the center of the solar system. But that had nothing to do with the flat earth thing. The discussion of the flat earth didn't exist because people didn't believe in it. He continues, quote, "The idea that the earth is spherical is sharply distinct from the idea that the earth is at the center of the cosmos. A flat earth in no way follows logically from a spherical geocentric cosmos," end quote. But he says, he mentions Copernicus in the 16th century linked the two in order to discredit geocentrists. So even in Copernicus's day, Copernicus himself pretended that there was this big group of flat earth believers in the past, when there never was, and he threw it at his opponents in order to discredit them. Another quote on page 7, quote, "None of the early sources, including Christopher Columbus's own journal, as presented by Las Casas, and Ferdinand Columbus's resume in his History of the Admiral, of the reasons why his father made the voyage, raises any question about roundness," end quote. Now, if Columbus was sailing in 1492 to prove the earth was round, you'd think he'd mentioned it. But he didn't. There's also the claim that the Inquisition was partially used to squash the flat earth idea, the flat earth movement, and that's nonsense. Again, from page 8 in this book, quote, "The Catholic monarchs had established the Spanish Inquisition as a state council in 1483, but that institution aimed primarily against converted Jews who relapsed into their own religion, had no interest whatever in the shape of the globe," end quote. In other words, they never walked around asking people, "Do you believe the earth is flat?" And he said no, or he said yes. Kill them! It didn't happen. But that's the way the dishonest propagandists paint the picture. Quote, "Of the objections posed to Columbus, none involved questioning sphericity," end quote. Page 9 gives several reasons why, or several of the discussions and arguments that went on before Columbus argued, and none of them involve sphericity. And in closing, just a couple more quotes here from this book. In the second chapter, page 15, we see Roger Bacon affirmed the roundness of the earth. That's in the years 1220 and 1292. Using classical, traditional arguments, the sphere is the most perfect shape, the heavens are spherical, the curvature of the earth explains why we can see farther from a higher elevation, the sea is not uncrossable, said Bacon, and uninhabitable lands may exist opposite our own, end quote. See, that's another one of the discussions they had, was whether or not there was land in between where Columbus was sailing and where he was going to land. And they said there were people who said there wasn't. and the Antipodes is what they called the people who would have lived over there if there was such a land. We know they did it. Now we know who they were. We call them Native Americans. But they themselves didn't originate here. They came over and immigrated and took the land from the people who were here before them. But that was what the debate was. It wasn't whether or not the earth was round. The debate was the distance and whether or not there was land, and if there was land, whether or not there would be people there. That's what they debated. John of Mandeville, in his book Travels, in the year 1370, said, quote, "When it is day in the Antipodes, it is midnight in our country. For the Lord made the earth all round in the midst of the firmament. He laughs at, quote, simple people who think that Antipodeans would fall off the other side of the globe," end quote. And you still hear flat earthers, "You believe that the earth is round and people are upside down in China?" Yeah, I guess that's what I believe. Columbus wasn't even setting out to disprove that silly argument. In 1266, Brunetto Latini, who was Dante's teacher, remarked that the earth is round like an apple. And the anonymous but popular book called The Book of Sidrac asserted that God had made the world in a perfect shape to mirror his own perfection. Also, Dante, who lived from 1265 to 1321, in his Convivio, offers an estimate of the earth's diameter at 6,500 miles. Dante, and this is a quote from page 17 of our book we're reading, quote, "Dante places the spherical earth at the center of the cosmos, surrounded by concentric spheres out to the sphere of the fixed stars." And so forth and so on. We could go on and on with the quotes. But the bottom line is, there was no debate. People did not believe in a flat earth, by and large. Although, just as today, you can find some people who believe all kinds of things. I've got a book where it tells, for real, tells the things that people believe you could do for cures. And it involved ingesting animal excrement and all sorts of crazy things. And just like George Washington, who bled to death because that was the accepted medical science of his day. The fact that there are some people who believe something, or even if there were a majority who believed in the flat earth, it wouldn't change anything. The earth isn't flat. But to run around telling everybody these things that aren't true is a shame. And so, to answer your question, no. Columbus did not sail in 1492 in order to prove that the earth was round. He was looking for a trade route that would make a lot of money for Spain, which is why Isabella funded the trip, because she wanted a return on her investment. And she got it. She made money off the investment. And so that made it all worthwhile for her.